With a quarter of the season behind us, you know, the fact is that you know, we're 1-3. We own that. It's not where we're certainly where we wanted to be, but we're not going to make excuses for that start. Like I said, we own it, and that's our focus. We talked to the team about it today. You know, where we are, how do we move forward? I think we know after watching the film that we're close, but we're in a bottom line business. As I said all along, there's, you know, you're either winning or you're losing. But the encouraging thing is we've made strides in some areas, and there are areas where we know we have to get things cleaned up, and we know we're capable of doing it. So it's, you know, I thought it was a very, very positive meeting. I think our guys will learn a lot from this film and move on from it. We do have to get better in a lot of areas. We did take some positive steps. You know, the run defense, I thought we did some good things. Still let one or two of them out. But we've got to limit the big plays. You know, that's been our Achilles heel defensively. Big plays, especially in crunch time. You know, if you want to be successful in this league, you got to be able to defend at a high level when at critical times during the game. And we have not been able to do that, and that's been consistent. On the offensive end, I thought we did some really good things. I think we all got a glimpse of what Duke is capable of. I thought Josh did a real good job of getting the ball to the backs when the time called for it, when he knew he had a mismatch on the long ball to Duke. There were times where they dropped deep into zone coverage. We were able to get the ball to the check down. I know the second and 20 where he just, it was an easy throw to Crow, turned into a significant gain. But I think that was a missing part of our offense that we're very pleased with where that is. I think we need to do a better job finishing some drives in the red zone. We've gotten some, you know, throughout the season, not just yesterday, but had some penalties in the red zone that's forced us to take field goals over touchdowns. And that's hard to win that way. But just overall, I mean, I think some of our guys are playing at a high level. Just we need to raise the consistency, but just very pleased with where Travis is at this point, and Gary Barnage, I think has come up big. I think the offensive line is showing improvement. Special teams wise, I know we've had a handful of rocky moments, but overall, it done some really good things in the return game. I thought Justin Gilbert showed yesterday what he's capable of. I think he averaged over 30 yards of return. Also had a nice block that sprung Travis on the punt return. And I think you know, Coons, for being a big question mark coming in the season, has been one of our most consistent players, not just in field goals, but in the kickoffs as well. On the injury front, really no updates. I've not heard anything back yet regarding Gibson's ankle. We'll just have to wait till Wednesday. Hartline has the thigh contusion that could limit him early in the week. We'll see how it unfolds late, and then hopefully Joe will get more comfortable with the finger injury, so we can get him back out there as well. Also, you know, Solomon potentially will take some team reps this week to see where he is. Robert Turbin is also at that point where he did some individual last week. He will take some team reps this week, so we can assess exactly where he is. I'll open it up.
Mike, as far as stopping the big plays, is that as simple as guys making plays when they have to in crunch time?
Some of it's focus. Some of it's, you know, doing, you know, it's, hey, do your job. We always talk about doing your job. Do your job, good things will happen. I mean, that's been our mantra from day one. And you get guys that get anxious in those situations and try to do too much or get caught up in the moment. And it's, you know, to be able to do your job, you got to know your job. You got to know it inside and out. We need to play better in those situations. We need to coach better in those situations. So that's something that's going to be if we have to over practice that moving forward, and try to find a way to simulate it, But it's something we're certainly going to spend a good amount of time on evaluating where we are with it and getting it improved. No, I don't see any wholesale changes. I like our depth. The one thing that was one of the positives to come out of yesterday was the fact that Batamosi stepped up, played 41 plays, played fairly well, did some really good things. Especially, you know, here's a guy that is a core special teamer that gets a lot of scout team reps, does not get a lot of reps with the starting defense. He will take some reps with the twos. Did some good things. And then Desir, you know, we didn't plan on him having as big a role in the game as he did, ended up playing over 60 snaps. You know, the glaring one was gave up free access on the touchdown, didn't get his hands on Allen. But outside of that, I thought Pierre did some really good things. So we like our depth, you know, knowing that guys can go in there and play at a high level, but we're not at the point, where we feel that wholesale changes are necessary.
Like you talked last week a lot about tackling. How did you feel the tackling was?
I don't have the exact count, but it was a marked improvement. We came out of last week just not very pleased from a fundamental standpoint. We didn't block well, we didn't tackle well, and it showed. And that was a point of emphasis all week. I thought we improved significantly in both. We did block very well. I think that shows up in the pass pro and especially the run game. And then the tackling part of it, I thought we did a better job. We also did a better job. I think the tackling improved because there were fewer tackles that were required in the run game to be made in open space. And when you have somebody bottled up, it's a lot easier to make a tackle when it's more in a phone booth than it is out in open field.
Tremont Williams and Paul Kruger, who said that they thought Rivers knew what was coming defensively. There's got to be more variety in play calls. What's your take on a couple players questioning whether they were in the right place?
Yeah, I mean, I think that comes from their competitiveness. I mean, NFL quarterbacks are a lot of times are that's what they're trained to do. They know I think Jimmy does a good job of mixing things up. You know, some of it. You know, they're going to, you know, lengthen the cadence and be able to sort some things out. It's hard to disguise everything. So I don't put too much stock into it. I think a player hears, you know, a quarterback call something out one time and then it becomes, well, they know what we're doing. So I don't get, as a staff, we don't get too wrapped up into that. I think some of that's a product of what we're going against. When you're going against teams, they're going to put five on the front, you know, five on the line of scrimmage against you and essentially dare you to throw the football, that you're going to have to open it up some. And I thought there was a shift in emphasis from flipping that we ran the ball a lot more out of three wide receivers on the field. So even on early downs, when they match that with base people, that's a hard look to run into. So a lot of our called runs end up having pass answers to them, bubble screens and some of those types of plays that end up going in the books as a pass, but it was really a called run. So I wouldn't say there was a shift in emphasis. I think some of it was a result of the game when the times when we trailed where we threw it a little bit more. But just how they were playing us and loading guys up and getting the safety down tight, that we felt there would be some opportunities there in the pass game. We took advantage of it.
Like you pride yourself kind of on defense as being versatile. Given the depth of the defensive line versus the depth at linebacker, would it be totally implausible to change to a 4-3 front as your base?
I know people like to classify 4-3 versus 3-4. This system dating back, I've never really truly seen it that way. We call it a rush linebacker. You very easily could call that a drop end. So a lot of what we do has its roots in 4-3. So there won't be a dramatic scheme shift. We have to evaluate everything we're doing defensively. We got to coach it better. We got to play it better.
Mike, you
lower third that's not almost to the bottom of the lower third. So what do you do to correct that and maximize what you're getting out of those guys?
Well, first of all, is understand the why. Why is it happening? And when we look at negative plays, that you try to categorize them. Was it a technical error that we made? Was it a scheme mistake? Was it personnel? And you build that data over an entire game of evaluating, plays that you would consider negative ones. As you see the patterns. Hey, is it a certain player that's giving it up all the time? Hey, do we need to make a change, and get somebody else out there? Is it something technical that needs to be addressed in practice? Are we executing a certain technique the wrong way that ends up costing us? Or is it schematic? Did they run a play that there's, we don't have an answer. We can't get somebody unblocked to the football. Do we need to either take that scheme out or improve it? And that's something that we constantly do. You always want to know the why when you go to get things fixed. And it's, I can't sit here and say it's not a source of frustration. It's not a source of disappointment. We need to play better. We need to play better across the board. And we haven't, and that's why we're 1-3. But it's defensively, given my background and where we are as a coaching staff and having worked closely with those guys for so long and continue to, that whole room is upset. It's prideful. It's players and coaches alike.
Mike, when did you guys rule out Hayden?
The morning of the game.
Did he try yesterday morning?
He did. He went out with Aaron Glenn. Okay. They went ahead and covered it up, and he went out to worked out before the deadline to turn in the inactives to see if he could go where he couldn't.
Okay. Was that Joe's decision, the team's decision, mutual? How did that?
No, we left it up to. We left it up to Joe. We left it up to Joe, and he made the decision that he didn't want to go.
Mike, do you feel that there's a void on the defense, maybe on the defensive side of the football? Would you like to see guys become more vulnerable on that side of the ball, kind of rally the troops, if you will, with that?
We have some vocal guys. Whitner's vocal. Craig Robertson, Carlos. Kruger, Danny, even for a rookie, will speak up. Starks. We have some guys that'll. I don't think there's a leadership void if that's what we're driving at. The one thing you don't want to do is try to manufacture that or try to ask somebody to do something that's outside of their personality. So I know we're looking for answers, but I feel good about the leadership coming from the coaching staff, and I feel good about the leadership in the locker room and obviously with the players.
Why was Austin Davis active? And the camera caught him several times on the sideline interacting with McCown, whereas Johnny wasn't. I'm wondering, who was number two quarterback yesterday?
It was Johnny. Davis was put up when Joe made the decision that As we just talked about, whether the camera caught it at bad times. I listen in on a lot of that. I walk over there. Johnny's very interactive with it, but Johnny's clearly the two. Austin was the third, and that way we could give the good news to Brian Hartline that he didn't have to worry about the third quarterback wristband. I don't because I'm involved, and I have a lot of the one thing that I've already said we're not going to do is we're not going to panic. We know what we need to do. We need to do it better. But I have a lot of faith in Jim O'Neill and the rest of that staff, and we've showed that we're very capable of playing well. We just need to do it on a more consistent basis. And it's a challenge to everybody in that room, but getting more involved, right now I'll meet with Jimmy later today as part of our normal protocol, and we'll discuss where we are with it. And, know, just it kind of like, hey, here we are at the quarter pole, State of the Union. You know, what can we do moving forward? But one thing we're not going to do is anything wholesale and hit the panic button. We know we're close, but there's things we have to do better.
When you ask the question why, in terms of the defense, why things are happening, has there been a overarching answer to that question? Is there something that sticks out more so than anything else?
There hasn't. It's as I've said from the first time I ever sat up here, football is a game of a million little things. Right now, defensively, we're not doing enough of those little things right, and we got to get them crossed off the list, and make sure that they don't come back to the list. So we have to be that team that can, if a mistake is made, that we learn from it, we lock it away, and we don't make it again.
Could you say what the last day was?
Your interaction with Ray Farmer today, and what was that like? What was discussed? How long?
You saw him briefly this morning, walked in to, he was in the middle of watching the tape. I was getting ready to start doing it. So just real positive interaction for a couple minutes. And then actually I was in the middle of, we were just going through the roster, where we were with each guy, when Pete came in and said, hey, it's time to go do the favorite thing that you love to do. So I'm going to head back up there. We'll finish that up. But not to speak for him, but I know he's thrilled to be back.
Thanks.